Dude, so last week I put up the wrong episode. I told you this, right? Yeah. I put up the unedited episode. So any of you guys that were out there that listened to it, thanks. Thanks for powering through and not telling me, by the way.
Maybe they're like,
the hell?
Maybe this is supposed to be like
this. where's the theme music? Because that's how I caught it.
Oh.
I started listening to it to do quality assurance, of course. And I was like, the fuck?
What the fuck is this?
Listen, I was about to get in the shower. I dropped everything, ran downstairs, and re-uploaded. I had to swap out the audio, the file.
Damn, dog.
But if you want to hear us unedited, go to YouTube, because those motherfuckers wouldn't let me change it. So.
Oh, yeah, no, they won't do that. They're like, you want to do what? You got to just upload a whole new one and delete this shit.
Right? You want some what? How was your week?
Oh, God. Okay, so I had been toying with the idea for a long time, for like 2 years, of buying this freaking writer's binder. Not the binder, but the pages that go into the binder.
Okay.
And it's this writer, her name is Shonda Grimes, and she, you know.
It sounded like you said Shonda.
Shonda Grimes.
That's too close.
That's her name. She's a white lady.
I'm like, that's me, y'all.
It's not Shonda Rhimes, guys. I wish it was, but it isn't. It's Shonda Grimes.
Yeah, Shonda's not selling on Etsy.
No, not at all. So basically it's to keep you like on track, like keep track of your stories, like where you are in your stories, help you with your plotting, help you with keeping yourself accountable, and a place to keep all the ideas that you're coming up with while you're doing your work in progress. Because of course, as you're writing, all these other ideas come in and then you're like, ooh. I want to work on this and this and this and this. But she's like, just write it down. You know, so there's a whole like idea section about place to store your ideas and come back to them when you're done with your work in progress. But anyway, so I finally bought it. And I thought it was going to be printable onto A5 paper, which is like a half sheet of, you know, letter paper. It's half sheets. So I thought it was going to be printable on A5 paper.
It's so you bought it?
Yeah, I bought it. You print it on letter paper, and then you're supposed to cut that bitch in half and then punch holes and then put it in your binder. Mm. I was like, what the fuck?
What is this?
Because I had bought A5 paper that already had the holes punched. I was going to just print it that way. So I was like, God damn it. So I write her, and I'm like, hey, so I thought this was going to be printable on A5 paper. Like, would you consider like making it printable onto A5 paper? Because that, first of all, that would save a lot of time. Second of all, I wasn't ready to print it on letter paper and then have to cut it in half and then have to punch holes.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, sorry. It was designed on that paper. So you can do whatever you want with it now that you bought it. And I'm like,
bitch, bye.
Yeah, but that's just more work for me now because I could have just like made my own. I bought yours because it was already like made. So I did the hard fucking work and converted the PDF back to Word. And then went to fucking Canva and did a whole thing just to print it out on A5 paper. So I'm going to fucking sell that shit on Etsy.
Bitch, yes. I was like, sell that shit. You did the work.
This is Shonda Grimes' thing, but I put it on A5 paper if you want to print it on A5 paper. Because I was looking at the reviews and people were pissed. They were like, it's too hard to put together because it's of the way it's designed.
Well, you've done the work, so definitely get that shit on Etsy. What's your Etsy store?
I also am putting together a printouts for marketing a book because I took that book marketing class and like I looked on there and there's like nothing. There's nobody has put this up there. And it's like, this would be super helpful for
people. Because people don't want you to have that information. Like certain information people are super secretive about.
It's not the information. It's just to help you get it. Like the worksheets to help you plan your marketing and checklists and shit.
Yeah.
Like, did I do this? Okay, I'm going to need to do that. So I'm making the worksheets now, and I'm going to put that on Etsy too, because that's everything else is up there except that. So
find that niche.
So yeah,
not the niche, right, Katie?
It's a niche. So that's what I'm doing. But how was your week?
It's been a hard week, but I survived it. What was it? Mercury was in retrograde this week.
Mercury's in Gatorade, like the white dudes say. Actually, it's all dudes.
Well, no, it was cool. I was doing a lot of gardening this week, so just work and surviving. I got to go to a winery locally yesterday.
Which one did you go to?
We went to Thief and Barrel.
Thief and Barrel.
Uh-huh.
Where's that at?
It's off of Avenue M and 6th Street West.
Thief and Barrel. I never heard of that.
They've been open for 3, going on to 4 years. So they're pretty new.
M and what?
Avenue M and 6th Street West.
Huh, okay.
So it's on the left side of Sierra Highway, I guess. I don't know, whatever. So it was nice. I went with Terry. Okay. And so we, you know, had a flight. And that place, they're like, hey, bring your own food because we're not fucking with food. So we went to Chipotle, girl, got some burrito bowls and some chips and guac.
Okay.
And I was living my best, drinking wine.
I like a place where you can bring your food. I like that.
I want to take you and mom there because it was really fun.
You can bring charcuterie boards and shit.
That's what I was thinking. Cheese, bread, crackers, jams, jellies, nuts, fruits, candy, all that stuff. It would go great with wine.
Yeah.
They, of course, have a wine club and all that. So definitely check them out. It was a good time. I needed to get away from my family and be alone with a woman and just gossip and
be
talk.
Alone with a woman. That sounds kinky.
Don't worry, we just drank wine.
And chatted about our friends.
And ate Chipotle.
Chipotle.
So, I mean, other than that, it's all good. We're here. We made it. Thank you guys for being here. And I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's Bolt Bitches.
And these Bolt Bitches have been busy. We've been collaborating our booties off. I think last week we had like the most episodes out ever at one time that our voices were on. So, honey, check out our collaborations with Boobies and Newbies. We covered the book Love and War. Check out Fatalities, episode 3, part 2 of Britney, Free Britney. For your reference, they dropped their Splooshy Awards.
Yay.
So we was on the red carpet.
Yeah, baby.
Everybody, hello. And the week before that, Pod Clubhouse, like I said, my best friend's wedding.
Yeah.
So we've been getting after it for you guys.
Yeah.
And we are not slowing down. Don't worry. So there's more coming.
Yeah. Oh, and my episode 1 of my new podcast, Yours in Writing, dropped yesterday. In the future, past, whatever, dropped yesterday. So head on over to Google Podcasts or to, except for it's not on Apple Podcasts.
It yet, takes but. Apple a while to pick up a new podcast, but I'll go ahead
I have
and
to do it manually.
That's what I did for us.
I know, but like they did everything else. I have to do that one manually.
Well, I'll go ahead and put your new podcast in the show notes so you guys can check that out.
Of course, we're on Spotify.
Hey guys, connect with us on social. Meet us on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram and Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. Check out our website, bookofliespodcast.com. I've gone ahead and updated our collaborations page, so check that out. And visit us on Patreon.
Yeah.
Join us. Mm-hmm. We are going to do a new episode this month, specifically for our patrons. We've got a $2 tier. You get stickers and love letters. And we've got a $5 tier and you get stickers and love letters and maybe even a shirt. And we've got lots of tiers. So definitely check it out on Patreon. I think that's it. Oh, I asked a question on Twitter this week about how people take their notes, because you were very critical of my note-taking skills.
I was just wondering
skills.
Why you did it that way, but whatever.
Well, a bunch of people do all kinds of things.
I know.
As long as it works. I mean, as long as you guys are able to get your shit in order, get it together, and produce podcasts, who cares how it does? Like, you know, who cares how your mechanics behind it is?
Yeah, because here's my notes right here in Google Docs.
Excuse me. What are we talking about today, Brandy?
Today we're going to be talking about something fun. Mm. Dick spray.
Dick spray?
Dick spray.
The fuck? Dick spray?
We're talking about dick spray.
Okay.
I just had an image. We're talking about Promescent. It is a medication for premature ejaculation.
Also, you put it on to numb your dick,
you spray
huh?
it. Yes, basically it's a dick numbing spray.
Okay.
So...
Hey, man, let me numb your dick really quick.
Let me just go numb my dick. I came across this while doing a Google search. I was looking for catfish, and this is what came up. I don't know why, but it happened. So I was like, ooh, this is interesting. And my major source here is CNBC. And then there are minor little sources. I tried to get onto fucking LexisNexis, but they're fucking snobs and they don't want anybody on their fucking website that doesn't have a professional email address.
Listen, because I haven't used LexisNexis since college.
Right. But they have like a legal section or whatever.
Yeah.
Periodicals, right? They're like must have. Because they were like, oh, yeah, here's a free trial. Must have a professional email address. I was like,
what's a professional?
I can't just use my Google.
What's a professional email address?
At such and such company. Like, you know, BrandyFleeks at
BrandyFleeks.com.
Possibly. I should make that.
BrandyFleeks at BookOfLifePodcast.com. I should probably get us our own email, huh?
You can if you want to.
Nah. Y'all don't email us anyway. That's fuck off.
Okay, for real. Trying to pretend. We just gonna be paying for our fucking email and you ain't even using it.
Shout out to Sheila, girl. Sheila McGangster on Twitter. We love you.
Shout out to Sheila. So we're talking about dick spray.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so yes, Promescent is a dick spray that's used to treat premature ejaculation or PE. It doesn't only treat premature ejaculation, though. It just makes a guy, it's supposed to make him last longer, his performance last longer. Mm-hmm. So unlike Viagra, which just makes you hard whether or not you're about to do something.
Or not, yeah.
This stuff just makes it, like, after you have an erection, then you spray it, and it's supposed to delay your gratification.
Okay.
According to the company, it extends performance by up to 64% longer. And it's available on Amazon. It's been marketed in Cosmo and like magazine, lots of magazines, you know, online. It's been marketed lots of places. Unlike other sprays, this spray, it has an absorption factor. So it gets absorbed by the person who sprayed it onto their penis and not by the person that they're having intercourse with.
Okay.
And I've had a situation happen where somebody used a numbing spray and didn't fucking say nothing. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
My vagina.
I was like, why? What is happening
here? Why am I tingling?
Numb. I was like, what's going on here?
I don't know what I'd be watching, but I feel like people put like cocaine in vaginas or something to make them numb or something like that.
Guys would sprinkle it on their wieners.
Okay.
And then they would have sex. Apparently, they thought, I don't know. I don't know what the situation was, but like I've heard shit like that where we always sprinkle it on my dick and then we and it was the best thing ever. And I'm like, I don't think that's how coke works. And first of all, second of all, I just started watching, and this one is for Katie. I just started watching Snowfall, and I watched what happens when you freaking put cocaine in a goddamn mucous membrane. You fucking OD and die.
Ooh, because it's like putting like vodka and tampons and sticking it in your...
There's no barrier there. It just gets absorbed into your bloodstream immediately.
Okay.
And actually, we were watching Sex Sent Me to the ER, me and Norman. And there was a situation where this guy had sprayed some nitro spray for, you know, your heart medication. Nitro spray. You spray it on your chest and it's supposed to vasodilate. So your blood.
I didn't really even know what the nitrate was for, but okay.
Okay, yeah. Well, he sprayed it on his wiener because he wasn't getting erect, and his wife was like, "We need to go do it right now because I'm ovulating." And so they were at his grandfather's funeral. They went into his bathroom. His nitro spray was in there. The guy was like, "Oh, this is like Viagra."
Let me put it on my wiener.
He sprays it on his wiener. Then they start having sex. She passes out because it fucking
got into her
bloodstream immediately because she
absorbed it in her coochie.
And so she fucking passed out.
That's messed up.
Dropped her fucking blood pressure. So don't do that, guys.
Tell your partners, like, hey.
Yeah, don't be fucking sneaky. Well, she was there.
I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have been like, hey, if you stick this in me, am I going to absorb it? I wouldn't really even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But now you've learned it on Book of Lies podcast.
Yeah. So this is absorbed by the person spraying it onto them and not the person who's on the receiving end of
the D.
Right.
Okay.
In 2012, it came on the market and it was developed by a doctor named Ronald Gilbert, who's from Orange County.
Okay.
He was a urologist and he's developed the product because his clients will come to him, his patients, and be like, you know, I have this issue with premature ejaculation, or I have this issue, you know, how can I last longer? Things like that. So he tinkered around and started developing this product.
Mm-hmm.
In 2011, he brings on his friend Jeff Abraham to the company. And they name it, I don't know if he named it first or if they named it together, but the company was called Absorption Pharmaceuticals. In 2011, he brings him on to help him build this business because he's a doctor. But Jeff Abraham was a businessman. He had been a businessman, you know, for 20 some odd years. He knew how to make a company work. And so they decided they wanted to build this brand to scale it and then end up eventually to sell it.
Right.
They work on the business. They, you know, they get it done. They get it out. They start marketing the thing. Well, on January 28th, 2013, Dr. Gilbert gets murdered.
Oh, shit.
The murder is completely unrelated to the company. He gets murdered by a 75-year-old man who has been holding a grudge for 21 years.
On him.
Yeah. So Dr. Gilbert worked at a VA. This man had a prostate surgery at a VA 21 years ago. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the surgery, something happened during the surgery, and it ended up with him having incontinence, unable to have sex.
Yeah.
And just having a whole bunch of issues.
You broke my fucking dick and I'm going to kill you.
Dr. Gilbert didn't do the surgery, though. He just worked at the VA. Oh. He had nothing to do with this guy's issue. The guy learned that he also didn't need to have the surgery. So, of course, he's pissed. And he's going through life for 21 years having all these problems. And then he doesn't have to have the surgery. So a month before the murder, he goes and buys a gun. And then he starts fucking putting his affairs in order. He draws up a will. He starts telling his friends and family members, I might not be around. Makes an appointment under an assumed name. Goes in to his appointment. The nurse takes him to the examining room. Dr. Gilbert opens the door and he just shoots him.
What a dick. That's so wrong.
Just fucking shoot
him. If you shoot me, tell me why you're shooting me. So I'm not coming back haunting you wanting an answer. Well, tell me now.
The guy goes to jail. Like, he gets convicted. But he was going to try to claim insanity. Basically, he tried to claim insanity. He tells them, like, at the doctor's office, call the police. I'm insane. So, yeah, there's a
crazy people don't say that.
And crazy people don't prepare.
And we don't call people crazy anymore. Sorry.
But yeah, he tried to build an insanity defense.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Oh, and Dr. Gilbert has a wife and two kids. And now his widow and his two children are left without him. And he's got this business partner who has this product. It's like, I don't want that to be my friend's legacy, that he was murdered in his fucking office by a crazy man.
Right.
Because that's what the headline said. Crazy man kills doctor. You know, crazy man kills prominent doctor. Things like that. He's like, I don't want that to be my friend's legacy, so I'm going to work to build this fucking company.
Is the businessman.
Jeff Abraham, yeah. So he does. They get the company. They get it functioning. They get the product out. They're doing all this stuff. So he's like, I want to sell it. He wants to sell it so he can provide for his friend's wife and kids because now they don't have him anymore to, you know.
And he was a doctor, too.
Yeah, he was a doctor. So anyway, but he's got companies that are interested. They're in negotiations, but like nothing ever really falls into place. Nothing ever really becomes of it. Well, a company called Reckitt Benckiser, they're interested. They already own a billion freaking brands. They own Durex. They own KY. They own Clearasil. They own Lysol. They own
all kinds of shit.
All kinds of companies. Yeah. They own fucking like everything from like medications to freaking cleaning products. Mm-hmm. You know, they own these things. So they start.
What's the name of this company?
Reckitt Benckiser.
Reckitt Benckiser.
R-E-C-K-I-T-T B-E-N-K-I-S-E-R.
Okay.
Reckitt Benckiser. It goes by RB. They're in meetings. This is in 2014. They're in meetings, interested. They get an acquisitions guy to come on.
Ooh, okay.
They want to do an evaluation of the company. So they have to get all kinds of information, right? They look into the company and they see that the product is all the rage on Amazon. Like, it's flying off the shelves at Amazon. They say they're interested. You know, they keep having meetings. The rep is like, yeah, we're going to acquire your company. Like, and that's what he wants. That's what Jeff Abraham wants. He's like, yeah, we're going to buy you guys in the next 30 days. Well, The goal here is to buy a product that has been developed already, that they know is going to sell, that has a market. That's what they're supposed to do. They're like, okay, well, we need you to send us some of the product. Mm-hmm. Then they come back and they're like, oh yeah, it works.
I put it on my dick.
And then they're like, we need you to send us more. Send us more.
RB?
Yeah. Uh-oh. We need you to send us more.
And are they going to steal their dick cream? Their dick paste? What is it called? Dick spray?
Dick spray. Promescent. It's called Promescent. They have questions about the size of the market. They have questions about his profit margins. They have questions about the formulation and all the market research. They have questions about all of this stuff. So they're like, well, we're going to do our own market research. Now, Abraham says that they signed NDA and they signed, they have all of this paperwork in place so that any type of information that is proprietary does not get leaked.
Right.
But they're asking, you know, they keep asking him for more Promescent. They ask him for like 30 pounds of Promescent. It was in kilograms, but it's same, like 100 and something kilograms. Yeah. It's 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Reckitt Benckiser is a UK based company. They
leave that alone on your face. Leave it alone. I see
it's
it.
It's my neck.
Is your neck considered your face? I think it's like eventually it's the right skin here. Slides down to your neck, right? Your face skin.
I hope not.
Your face skin slides down. I don't down want to that.
But they keep asking about testing, so they're like, yeah, we want to do our own research. We want to do our own freaking surveys. And Jeff's like, that's fine. Can I see the results when you guys do it? And they're like, yeah, sure. So they come back to him and they're like, oh, well, you know, we don't think your company is worth that much. It's probably only worth about $20 million. And he's like, no, it's worth more than that.
It's dick spray. Hello.
But they continue to talk. So for 2 years,
oh,
he is trying to sell this company to these people.
Okay.
And they're like, well, you know, we'll still buy your company, but we only want to pay you $20 million for it. Meanwhile, like, he's based in San Diego. He moves to Vegas and he goes out on a date with some chick in 2016. I don't know if it was his girlfriend or whoever it was. It was some woman. Mm-hmm. And they go to a concert and they're coming out of the concert and there's a fucking billboard across the street. And it says, last longer than a Vegas marriage. And the girl he's with is like, hey, look, I think that's your product. And he turns around and he looks and he's like, what the fuck?
Show the fuck is.
That was not for Promescent. It's for a product called Duration by KY.
Who's owned by Rickety Slickety.
Yes.
Brackety.
Yes. Reckitt Benckiser. The company that owns KY.
They in trouble.
Has come up with a thing. Now, prior to this, like, they kept asking for all this product. He was like, hey, are you trying to knock off my product?
I would have asked the same question, yes.
And they tell him, no, we don't make products. We acquire them. Mm-hmm. So that's supposed to, I guess, allay his fears of them trying to knock off Promescent. But now there's this fucking product up here that is basically exactly the same in formulation and in fucking purpose.
Right.
What the fuck? So he's pissed. He knew they were making a knockoff. And now that was the fucking proof right there. Right. He realizes, they lied to him. They tricked him into giving him the fucking Krabby Patty formula. Fucking Plankton.
Plankton been trying to get that Krabby Patty formula forever.
Right. So now they fucking stole the Krabby Patty. They got the Krabby Patty formula and they're knocking it off.
And they're calling them Smatty Patties.
They're not Nasty Patties anymore. Now they're fucking
Batty Patties. I don't
know, whatever. What does Plankton call his burgers?
The Chum Bucket.
That's the restaurant. But what is his food called? What are his burgers called?
Nasty? I don't know.
I think they're Nasty Patties. But whatever. So, yeah. They put a bunch of money into advertising this new product, right? More money than they were going to fucking pay him to buy his company.
You're fucking assholes.
So instead of tucking his tail between his legs, he goes after them in court.
That's right.
In 2017, he files a lawsuit for $150 million. $150 million is only 1% of their 2018 revenue, by the way.
They're hanging on to every penny.
1%. That's it. He accuses them of stealing trade secrets and using their brand to unlawfully harm his company in the marketplace. But he has to prove that damage was done to his company.
You stole my product. Why do I have to say that there was damage done to my company?
Because it's law. The court. You know? It's not what you know. It's what you can prove. That's the law everywhere. Like, even in murder cases. I know you killed somebody, but I have to prove it. You know what I'm saying? That's why the word allegedly is tossed around all the time. I don't use that word because I know you did that shit. And just because a court says you didn't do it doesn't mean that you didn't do it.
Well, allegedly I beat your ass. Prove it.
So I've been asked to do some promo for these two lads, Ryan and Paul, for their podcast, Cold Callers Comedy. Quite honestly, I've never listened to it because it sounds like sh**. But what I can tell you is that my show, Artie's Artist Acts, is one of the segments, and that is an absolute Peaky Blinder you can't miss out on.
Whoa, what the hell, Tom?
You meant to promote our show, not slag it off.
I couldn't care less, mate.
Well, you should. You're on the podcast.
Yeah, how about a little gratitude? Fine. Show them how grateful we are.
Your precious podcast. Gratefully accepted.
We're not giving it to you.
Admirable. What a mistake.
So yeah, listen to my show Cold Callers Comedy on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, and all the other podcast platforms.
The podcast rises. Come here.
Yeah, the verbiage in the lawsuit says that RB intentionally misrepresented or concealed material facts from absorption to induce absorption to divulge its proprietary information. So basically, they've been accused of stealing trade secrets.
Yeah.
Corporate espionage.
Yeah. Jail time!
Which is illegal. This case is still ongoing. And the last thing I saw about it was a filing from June 2020, which said that I guess Reckitt and Kieser was trying to get a, what do you call it, a preliminary judgment or something to have it settled or have it.
Do they have
but again, LexisNexis wouldn't let me in, so I couldn't read it.
Do they have a patent?
You have to have a patent in order for that to happen. So right. I'm guessing they did. I don't know.
Okay.
So, I mean, we just have to stay tuned to see how it turns out because there's nothing until the lawsuit goes to trial and it hasn't done that yet. So that is the quick story of Promescent and Reckitt Benckiser and Absorption Pharmaceuticals and Jeff Abraham and the fucked up murder of Dr. Gilbert.
So at this time, we don't know what's going to happen, if they're going to have to pay them, cash them out.
Yeah, we don't know. It has to be settled in court.
Okay, so you really weren't kidding about this one being a little short.
Yeah, but I mean, that's all that's there.
Okay, I get it. What you been watching this week?
I've been watching Snowfall.
Oh, you did say that.
I've been watching Snowfall. Girl, I was like, she was telling her, I was like, we need to start selling crack. I was like, but we need to learn how to make it first, and then we need to find out how to get some coke.
We got
to
break in bad. Okay.
Yeah, but, well, with meth, you can do that shit, like, real quick.
What did you say you wanted to make? Crack?
Crack!
Oh, sprinkle some crack on him.
Sprinkle some crack on him. Let's get out of here. Yeah. I was like, we need to make some crack. Girl, the money. I was like, damn, that's a lot of money.
But you got to have a bunch of people out there slanging that shit for you, too.
That's true.
And you have to have a whole, like, operation going on. You going to go out there and sell crack on the street? No. You just want to make it and sell it.
I want somebody to sell it for me and bring me the money back.
That's exactly what you want.
I need a bunch of crack boys.
They call it dough boys.
Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
I don't know what they are. I just want the money. I want the crack money.
I want the crack money.
I mean, this is the 80s. Nobody's buying crack anymore.
Crack is whack.
Okay.
Crack is cheap.
It's all tweakers now, really.
I don't smoke crack.
I think we could make a killing on some fucking meth, though.
Show me the receipts, Brandy. Show me the receipts.
Show me the receipts. Because drug dealers give receipts.
Listen, when I buy my weed, they give me receipts now.
But it's legal. That's why. You can't have a paper trail when you slanging. The hell?
What you think this is, Whitney?
This ain't Walmart. Get a receipt. The fuck you trying to return it? Get the fuck out of here.
I smoked this crack and it was not good.
It didn't get me high at all.
I want a refund.
Bullshit.
I wasn't high one bit.
Not at all.
Not when I stole that TV.
Dumb.
So I finally watched The Greatest Showman. I've never watched that movie.
Either.
Okay. I love myself some Hugh Jackman. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind Zac Efron.
Well, okay. Well, we talked about P.T. Barnum.
We did talk about P.T. Barnum. That's episode 37, I think, because I went back and I tweeted it. Oh, no, I didn't. I did it on Insta. And so in the movie, if you guys haven't seen it, I'm not spoiling it for you. It's 4 fucking years ago. Get over it. And we have episodes, so listen to that. But they don't really...
Did he leave his wife?
Not in the movie.
Okay.
In the real story, listen to our episode.
Yeah, he left his wife.
He left his wife and he was hanging out with a Swedish songbird, right?
Okay.
But in the movie, they do... I'm like, oh, there's an attraction there and she's totally feeling
it. Zendaya?
Him. It's not Zendaya. It's okay. Some other chick. Zendaya's in the circus. She does trapeze with her brother.
Okay.
And
yeah, obviously, I haven't seen this, so I don't know.
She does trapeze with her brother and Zac Efron's interested in her.
Right.
I mean, they want a glamorized movie, but P.T. or Phineas, he's like, oh, and they call me a fraud, you know, because they don't really talk about his fraud and that stuff. Like when he meets these characters, he's like, how much do you weigh? The guy was like, 500 pounds. He's like, what? 800 pounds? Oh, my God. 800 pounds. Jeez Louise.
Oh, God.
So, like, you know, he'll spin something or make it up and people are like, get your freaks out of here, freaks. And like Zendaya, they didn't like her because she's black.
Right.
Whatever, that's fucked up, okay?
Yeah, it's called racist.
It's called racism. Hello.
Yeah.
But I liked all the music, all the dancing, because they were getting it. If Zac Efron's in it, they dancing, okay? He's not in all dancing movies, but whatever.
Okay, he was in that stupid wedding movie with Aubrey Plaza.
Take wedding dates to Hawaii.
Yeah, and that movie was terrible.
Well, he was a big dum-dum in that movie, but yeah, I liked that one. I thought it was interesting.
That movie was so dumb.
It was dumb, yeah.
Ridiculous.
But
ridiculous.
It's on Disney Plus. That's why I watched The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
And it was a good story. It was very warm, but we know the truth, and it's on Book of Life's podcast.
I was going to say, because they're not going to tell the truth about P.T. Barnum's bullshit and
right,
what he was
and
doing
everything.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, but it was a good story, and it was interesting to watch. I also watched Tom and Jerry, the new movie, because it's on Disney Plus. That's on Disney Plus. It's on
apparently
HBO
people
Max.
Really liked it.
I enjoyed it.
Really? I don't fucking have Disney.
Well, Colin Yoakes, it's on
Amazon?
HBO Max.
Okay.
It's on HBO Max until the end of this month, okay. And then it's out.
Right.
But Colin Yost from SNL's on it. You know, Scarlett's husband.
Uh-huh.
And
who's that, Scarlett?
Johansson.
What?
Her and Colin Yost got married last year from SNL.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's in it. What's that?
Listen, I thought she was still with Sean Penn.
No. She married Colin Yost. And okay. Chloe Moretz is in it.
Yeah, I know she's in it.
And Tom and Jerry, they're their goofy selves, but there's all these things happen. And what's his name? Michael Pena.
Okay.
Michael Pena's in it. And it's kind of like, you know, obviously live action meets cartoon, and that's been done. But I enjoyed watching it with my children, like the shenanigans that happened, and Jerry had his own card. Apparently his name is Jerome.
All right.
His name is Jerome A. Mouse.
Uh-huh.
He was like, bitch, this is my business card. You need better traps. Like, it was.
Wait, so he was a businessman that sold mouse traps? What?
No, like they just wanted a place. They were in New York and they were just like, hey, it's dangerous in these streets. I'm trying to live somewhere warm and comfortable. So they're trying to get into this hotel and live in a hotel. And Jerry moves in and he's a mouse stealing all kinds of things from people. And the chef is like, there's a mouse in here. And they have like this big wedding happening, which is Colin Yost and his fiance, Preeta. They're kind of like Joe Jonas and his wife,
Priyanka.
That's who I was thinking okay. when I saw this. And so it's a fun story. It wasn't bad. I enjoyed it. Okay. And it's on HBO Max, so I didn't have to pay shit to watch it with my family last
right.
night.
So oh.
Get some.
That reminds me. I told you I watched, I paid $20.
What'd you watch? $20?
To watch Promising Young Woman. I just remembered her name and I forgot it. I want to say her name is Jennifer.
You were telling Mom and I about this.
What the hell's her name? I'll figure it out. It's...
Let's see who can Google faster. Go.
Damn it. I should do it forever. Stupid.
I'm trying to win.
Her name... I know her name.
I got you. I'm going to beat you. Go, go, son.
Carrie Mulligan. That's her name.
Carrie Mulligan!
Right. and I liked it. And then the end, I was like...
You're mad.
Because
spoiler.
It just it's one of those, like, if I had read it in a book, I would have liked it better.
Okay.
Than watching it play out and ending this way.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have liked to have read it as a story instead of watching it. At least the last act, the third act. Because really, the end, I was just like, what the fuck? I was like, what the hell? Like, nah, okay. So, you know, I was like trying to figure out, I was like, okay, maybe, you know, this is going to happen and, oh, she's going to do this or she's going to do that and blah, 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 blah. But that's not what happened.
Okay.
And I was just like,
disappointment.
Fucking serious. Now, granted, it was clever, like her character was, you know, a clever character, but at the same time, I was just like, for real, what's the purpose of all your, this other work if you're going to do this? You know what I'm saying? It was just weird, but whatever. I don't want to, you know, give it away because you still have to buy the fucking movie.
You still got to pay for that bitch.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're going to pay for it, you might as well watch it. I was just like...
So would you recommend it to be watched by people? You just didn't care for the ending, but you enjoyed the story.
The ending was like, it just like...
Disappointment.
I have to come to terms with the fact that it didn't do what I thought it was going to do.
Okay.
Or what I wanted it to do. And I told you Schmidt from New Girl was in it. He's a fucking dick.
Max Greenfield.
He's a terrible person in that movie.
He plays a terrible person very well.
He was a terrible person in that movie. Yeah. I was like...
I hate you.
I don't like you at all.
Dude.
And I wouldn't mind if somebody chopped your head off.
Okay.
Of course, that movie, yeah, major trigger warning for anybody who has endured, like, assault, sexual assault, or anything like that. But, yeah.
Do you know how you block childhood trauma? I was, like, in the kitchen this morning, and I was like,
I know how I block?
I'm just saying, like, you know, talking just randomly, you block trauma. You forget that. I remembered a bunch of stuff, and I was like, ooh, I remember all that. Let me push that away again. But it's not really well, we'll talk about it later. But I remember, like, in second...
You're like, it's not really trauma. Well, maybe. I don't know.
We'll just talk about one thing. I think it was, like, second or first grade, like, trading kisses for currency. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember, like, in school, like, in first or second grade, and there was, like, a ball. I was like, oh, I want that ball in this little one.
In Linwood?
Yeah. And this
or in Compton.
Whatever
at McKinley or yes, at McKinley. Or at Linwood.
I'm not sure which school it was. But
who was your teacher? Do you remember that?
I don't remember this. Okay. I know the boy. I know his name. But he was like, oh, I was like, oh, I want this ball. And he was like, no. And I was like, please. And he was like, well, give me a kiss. And then I gave this little boy a kiss and he gave me a ball. But I was just thinking, like, hey, this is like young prostitution. Like, you cannot trade currency. Like, kisses and sexual favors cannot be currency.
Yes, they can.
They can. And I just think, thinking back, just like,
You were manipulated into giving a boy a kiss for something, but you didn't mind.
I got my ball.
Exactly. You didn't mind.
Yeah, it wasn't like...
You weren't, like, being forced to do something you didn't want to do.
I wanted the ball.
But you weren't like, ew, I would never.
Yeah, no.
You weren't, you know, It wasn't something where you were like, I'm you okay ended up that. Crying at the end.
No, I'm okay with exactly. that. But I think moving on in life, like if someone was like, oh, you want a kiss? You want some what?
Well, grown-ups are different than children.
I understand that. But I think like, depending on how my life would have gone.
If it was a grown-ass man that was like, I'll give you this ball, you give me a kiss. Then
that's nasty.
Exactly. Yeah,
it was another child harassing me.
That's what they do.
I don't even know what we're talking about. Trauma. Yeah,
I was talking trigger about warning. The trigger warning on that movie.
Do you have a thumbs up for the week?
My thumbs up for the week. Oh my gosh, I have to edit. I literally have to edit 3 fucking podcast episodes and a YouTube. I have to do that all this week.
Well, you're only doing one episode this week. Like, how often?
It's already done. I mean, it's already up and ready to post. It's going to post at midnight.
So that one's done.
Yeah.
So you've got other episodes to do.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I've got all my shit in order, and I've got.
I don't have it in order. I have to edit them. I could have done this. Listen, the first one I recorded 2 weeks ago, I could have edited that shit a long time ago. I just didn't, and I've been procrastinating.
Okay.
And my freaking YouTube video that I didn't post last week, I hadn't posted anything last week on YouTube.
Did you see my gardening video last week?
I really did not want to fucking edit anything.
Did you watch my gardening video? No, you didn't.
Which one? The one from when you were up in the morning fucking planting plants? I saw that already.
When I was planting seeds, spinach, and collard greens, and carrots. It's cool. It's on my YouTube. Check it out.
It's Sunny's, cool. It's cool.
Sunny's Garden. So what was your thumbs up?
My thumbs up.
Oh, you got stuff to do this week.
My thumbs. No, that's not my thumbs up. My thumb. That's a complaint. Thumbs
down. I give those titties 2 thumbs down.
Gross. Fucking Dave Chappelle. My thumbs up is that I have that episode in the queue that's already uploaded and ready to go and just to post. Actually, it's not posting at midnight. It's posting at, I think, at like 5 a.m. Ready to go. So I don't have to do anything to it. Also, I really, really, really want to have this true crime book proposal done by the 4th so I can do Pit Mad. So I'm going to have to bust my ass to do that, to get it done by the 4th.
Of March?
Yeah.
Hustle, honey, hustle.
Well, I have the about the author part done, the author bio done. I have the overview drafted. I know I'm going to have to change it, but I have it drafted. I have the books, like, because you have to get like 5 comparable books, and I have 4. I need to find one more. Then there's the marketing part that I have to like really hustle on trying to figure that out. Like, I'm, you know, of course I'm all in for doing the marketing on the book, but like you have to have like a page of like what you propose for your marketing. You have to have like another page for your target audience. Mm-hmm. And the target audience, that's obviously easy, is the true crime audience.
Right. I think they kind of want, like, you know, women between the ages of 18 and like 50.
Yeah, that's, and open. So it's, yeah, mostly the true crime audience is, the majority of them is women. There's men that are interested in true crime too, but
we ain't hating on you fellas. How y'all doing?
Yeah, mostly it's women. And then, yeah, between the ages of like 18 and like 60, 55, 60.
Yeah.
Mom hates true anything. So she's not in our demographic. So, yeah, those, I still have to, like, get these sections in order because I really want to do Pit Mad, because at least that way I can know if my pitch at least is interesting. Because Pit Mad is where, you know, on Twitter, pitch wars, you're pitching to people who are interested in that type of stuff. So,
okay,
but there's a whole bunch of shit. Anyway, what's your thumbs up?
One of my chickens is no longer a freeloader, and that bitch is giving up eggs.
No longer a freeloader.
She's giving up eggs.
I know, that was a green egg. I like it.
Every egg that she is pooping out this week is green, 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 yeah, and I love it.
It's not going to change colors.
I know. And I had to tell mom that. She's like, so there's going to be different colors? I was like, no, this one particular chicken lays green eggs.
Yeah.
So half of my flock is laying, and the half is not yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping like we get like 5, just like because they're Easter eggers.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't think there's a chicken that lays pink. Like, I know they have green
they
eggs.
They have pink eggs.
They
too.
Have blue eggs. And then, of course, the brown and the white
eggs. I've seen gold eggs too. Like, if you go on Instagram, you can find anything. You can find anything.
Really?
There was just like this farm I was looking at, maybe in like West Virginia or Virginia or somewhere. And she has all these chickens. And I don't know if it's the silkies that lay the gold eggs, but she has some type of bird. That is, I don't know if it's...
Like, it's not a golden goose.
It's laying gold eggs. Anyway, so my chickens are laying, and I go through like 50 pounds of chicken feed a month.
Damn.
So that's cool. Beauty's Biscuits is popping. Hey, get a biscuit box this month and get yourself some Shamrock Dog Biscuits for your bitches. Use offer code LIES. Other than that, it's March finally and spring. I could taste it. It's coming.
It's March finally and spring. I can taste it.
I could taste it. It's finally March and spring is coming.
Yes. And I cannot fucking wait because I can't stand this. Oh, look.
Mm-hmm. See?
Golden eggs. Olive egger. Easter egger.
Americana?
That says Americana. Copper marins. Ooh, copper eggs. Naked neck. Oh, these are what they're called.
The chickens, yeah.
So well, your chickens are, what kind of chickens are
Americanas.
They? Okay, because there's apparently eggs called, or chickens called Easter eggers.
Well, they say the Americanas are Easter eggers, so.
Well, because like this one says Americana and then this one says Easter
just because
egger.
Someone put that up on the internet, does, let me see.
And this one says Navfavarel, Ancona White, Olive Egger, Copper Marians, Easter egger, naked neck.
I don't know, but.
Fuck your chickens!
Fuck your chickens.
Oh, look at that one. Purple egg.
That's beautiful. I'm hoping beautiful eggs are coming. So I'm really excited for that. And we're still here, guys. We're surviving. You're here. You've made it. You're listening. Thank you for being here with us. We freaking love you guys. Leave us a review. We would really appreciate that.
Emu eggs are black.
It's huge, too. A big, huge egg.
Ostrich egg. Ostrich eggs are bigger than this.
That's an emu? Mm-hmm. Let me see.
Black eggs, huh? Yeah, ostrich eggs are white.
Yeah, Americana.
Yeah.
But they come in different colors. And they're also called Easter eggers.
Okay.
But y'all made it. We made it. We're here.
And apparently ducks do the same thing.
Let's keep moving forward. And thank you guys so, so much for listening. Connect with us on social, on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram and Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. Visit our website, bookoflies.com. We have a blog. We've got swag. I was looking at stickers. I need to get those ordered so I could send out some stickers to our new patrons. So meet us on Patreon and you guys will be getting some stickers. And I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Flakes.
And this was Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's Bulp, bitches.